NBA betting investigation expands to college basketball. A gambling ring under federal investigation for its role in two NBA betting scandals has been linked to unusual betting activity involving at least three men's college basketball teams this season. Reports have emerged that sportsbook accounts associated with the ring placed bets against North Carolina A&T, Mississippi Valley State, and Eastern Michigan. These same accounts were also used to place large bets on prop wagers involving former Toronto Raptors player Jontay Porter in two games during the 2023-24 NBA season, as well as veteran guard Terry Rozier in 2023 when he played for the Charlotte Hornets. Porter has admitted to intentionally altering his performance for gambling purposes, while Rozier has not commented on reports of an investigation into unusual betting tied to a specific game. Even more college teams targeted. The same sportsbook accounts also placed bets on a Temple game last March, which was flagged for suspicious activity. It has also been claimed that the gambling ring targeted additional college basketball teams over the past two seasons. It has been reported that North Carolina A&T Athletic Director Earl Hilton confirmed in an email that three basketball players had recently been suspended for violating well-established team rules, but no further details were provided. In a statement, the National Collegiate Athletic Association, NCAA, reiterated its commitment to maintaining the integrity of competition and protecting student athletes. Quote, "The NCAA takes sports betting very seriously and is committed to the protection of student athlete well-being and the integrity of competition. The association works with integrity monitoring services, state regulators, and other stakeholders to conduct appropriate due diligence whenever suspicious reports are received. Due to confidentiality rules put in place by NCAA member schools, the NCAA will not comment on current or potential investigations." Statement, National Collegiate Athletic Association. Suspicious betting reported on two multiple games. Betting integrity monitors flagged two Eastern Michigan games for suspicious betting this season, one against Wright State on December 21 and another against Central Michigan on January 16. Alerts from Integrity Compliance 360, IC360, a firm that tracks irregular betting patterns, noted that sportsbooks detected unusual activity against Eastern Michigan in the first half of both games. The gambling industry has been monitoring unusual betting activity on college basketball games since last season. A game between North Carolina A&T and Delaware was found to be particularly suspicious, as the first half-point spread shifted from Delaware -2 to -3.5, while the full game spread closed at -4.5. Usually, first half lines are roughly half of the full game point spread.